This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 13th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, it's a mild and pleasant evening. The skies are clear, offering a beautiful view for those stepping outside tonight. In Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, and Haifa, temperatures remain comfortably warm. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran retains access to 30 missile sites along the Strait of Hormuz, according to the Times of Israel. Australia will join a naval mission led by France and the UK. Also, U.S. intelligence reveals Iran can use missile stockpiles at non-operational sites with mobile launchers, reports the Jerusalem Post from earlier today. Also this hour, a German prosecutor closes a complaint against an Israeli youth, but a Palestinian organization files a lawsuit, Walla reports. Separately, the UAE launched retaliatory strikes on Iran before and after a ceasefire, once with Israel, according to I-24 News. And finally, Axios reports that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This is seen as politically sensitive for Netanyahu. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English shared via X that Professor Michael Semple of Queen's University Belfast is concerned about potential renewed U.S.-Iran conflict. Eyal Yacobi reports that the Dominican Republic has designated Iran's IRGC as a terrorist organization, becoming the 45th country to do so this year. Yishai Fleischer, an Israeli commentator, posted a video urging people to return home to Israel, emphasizing the importance of unity. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, Iran's continued access to missile sites near the Strait of Hormuz raises concerns over regional security. Australia's involvement in the naval mission with France and the UK signals an international effort to curb potential threats. This development adds pressure on diplomatic channels to address Iran's military capabilities. Turning to the Jerusalem Post's insights, U.S. intelligence identifies Iran's capacity to deploy missiles via mobile launchers. This flexible strategy complicates efforts to neutralize potential threats. It underscores the ongoing challenge for international monitoring and control. Meanwhile, the Walla report details legal disputes involving Israeli youth abroad. A German prosecutor's decision not to pursue a complaint has led to a new lawsuit from a Palestinian group. This highlights the complexities of legal battles that extend beyond borders, affecting international relations. In related developments, I-24 News reports the UAE's recent strikes on Iran. These actions occurred before and after a ceasefire agreement, and once involved coordination with Israel. This sequence of events indicates the fragile nature of ceasefires in the region. Finally, Axios highlights Trump's ceasefire announcement between Israel and Lebanon. While politically sensitive for Netanyahu, the proposal could pave the way for broader peace talks involving Iran. The outcome may significantly impact future diplomatic negotiations. On the economic front, first, from CTEC, 12 Israeli startups have been selected for the 2026 NY Dream Team, focusing on solving significant problems rather than chasing trends. These innovations range from new food technologies to efficient compensation systems. Separately, a reservist in his 30s has won 15 million shekels in the lottery. This surprising windfall occurred just 2 weeks after he filled out a ticket, as reported by Walla Business. And finally, Ynet Business reports India's KPIT plans to acquire Kymotive, a company founded by former Shin Bet members. The deal, valued at up to $120 million, will bolster cybersecurity solutions for vehicles. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.